Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
What do Joe Biden, fake book, fact checkers, Texas Democrats, CNN, the mask police, and a group of celebrities have in common? They're all useful idiots. We'll get to the useful idiots component of the show today. It's going to take up a lot of it because there are a lot of useful idiots out there. In just a minute, today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Don't let big tech and government spy on you. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. The war against the Dan Bongino fake book page continues. That, also the Texas Democrat zeros who fled Texas to go to D.C. to defend minority rights. I don't mean minority like minority racial groups, but minority political groups, because Texas Democrats are the minority in Texas. Ironically, have said nothing about the attack on minority rights by Chuck Schumer and others in their efforts to eliminate the filibuster and get rid of the Republicans' ability to defend minority rights in the Senate. The Democrats haven't made those two things connect yet, but logic isn't their strong point. Again, useful idiots, which we'll get to in a second. You ever stopped to wonder why internet access is so much cheaper these days, like 30 to 40 bucks a month? It's because internet service providers, you know this, the companies that provide you with the internet, they aren't just making money off subscription fees. They're also making money from spying on your internet activity and then selling your history and data to big tech companies. Yep. So what's the best way to make sure that 100% of your data is encrypted and your ISP can't get hold of it? You guessed it. My friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between your devices and the internet so everything you do online is encrypted. It reroutes your connection to a secure server. It blocks your ISP from seeing everything you do online. All they can see is that you're connected to an ExpressVPN server, but nothing beyond that. It's not just for your phone or computer. ExpressVPN works on all of your devices, your tablets, your smart TVs, even your router, so your family can always stay protected. I can't stress this enough. ExpressVPN is super simple to use. Just open the app, tap a button to connect, and that's it. You're there. Your data is your business. Protect it. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino and get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN protection for free. Go today. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino to learn more. expressvpn.com/Bongino. Don't wait. All right, Joe, let's go. Even Guy said what? So what is a useful idiot? This is a very important term. I get it. You know, it has kind of a nasty connotation, obviously, using the word idiot in there. But it is a useful term. Try to get past that and the emotions surrounding these charged terms for a moment. And focus on, here's Urban Dictionary, what a useful idiot is, because it does matter. And it describes a lot of what's going on in the political environment in the United States right here. So here's UrbanDictionary.com, useful idiot. If you have never heard the term useful idiot, it was the attitude held by Vladimir Lenin towards communist sympathizers in the West, America. While Lenin and the Soviets held them in utter contempt, they also viewed them as tools for dispensing communist propaganda to other countries, thus infecting foreign cultures with their totalitarian tripe. After their mission was complete, they were no longer useful. What do Joe Biden, fake book, the fact checkers, Texas Democrats, CNN, the mass police and celebrities all have in common, as you will see throughout the course of today's show? They are all useful idiots. The communists, the Chinese, the Russian government are laughing at these idiots now as they slowly subvert and destroy the United States from within. And once they're no longer useful, they'll find themselves under the yoke of totalitarianism, too. But they're idiots, so they're too stupid to figure it out. Who is the king of the useful idiots right now? If there was a village of useful idiots, who is the monarch, the grand poobah, the kingpin of the useful idiots right now? Well, the biggest useful idiot of all, Joe Biden. You know, the big guy. The big guy in hock to China and Russia. You know what? Nobody wants to talk about that anymore, right? Here's Joe Biden yesterday talking about this Texas voting bill and what's going on in Pennsylvania. And he said, listen, even for Joe Biden, whenever Joe Biden says, by the way, something's not hyperbolic, that means it's ridiculously hyperbolic. And whenever he says literally, he means figuratively. So that's the Joe Biden translator. Here's Joe Biden yesterday talking about the recent spate of voting integrity bills around the country that are passing because we want free and fair elections. He says this is, quote, the worst crisis since the Civil War, folks, since the Civil War. Check this out.
The assault on free and fair elections is just such a threat, literally. I've said it before. We're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. That's not hyperbole. Since the Civil War. The Confederates, back then, never breached the Capitol, as insurrectionists did on January the 6th.
Yeah. This guy, I don't even know what to say. Again, whenever Joe Biden says literally, he means not literally. He means figuratively. And second, when he says it's not hyperbole, it means it's grotesquely hyperbolic. It's exaggeration for effect. The Texas voting bill and other voting bills are the worst crisis since the Civil War. Does Joe Biden understand how many people were killed in the Civil War? Does he have any idea the casualties accumulated during the Civil War? The damage it did to this country? He doesn't. I mean, this is clearly a ridiculous analogy, but Joe Biden is a useful idiot. He's doing the work of communist China, Russia, and other enemies of the United States to make Americans hate each other by stigmatizing voting bills like the one going on in Texas right now to make it seem like it's anything other than it is. It is a voter integrity measure. It is clear as day. I want to make an analogy for you here as well, because I've heard this often from the Democrats. They keep saying things like, well, the Texas voting reform bill, and I'll get to in a second what's actually in the bill. They say things like, well, nothing should make voting more difficult. Nothing? You see what they're doing here, right? They're creating a straw man argument. Nothing should be, so I should be able to vote in the local bodega? I mean, that would make it easy for me, right? I mean, I go to a place, there's a restaurant down the block from my house. I really enjoy it. They have, I love salmon. I eat the hell out of salmon. They blacken it real nice, a little honey glaze on it, little rice on the side. It's terrific. Should I be able to vote there too? Literally, that's a serious question. You're suggesting, the premise is stupid, granted. The question is serious. Democrats are suggesting nothing should get in the way of people's voting. There should be no obstacle at all. So again, why not set up every small business in a town with a little mini voting booth? Why not just go in, fill out a form, dump it in there, and voting collectors can come by and collect the votes once a day? Why not? Why not? Guys, this is a serious question. Anyone? I mean, the answer is because, like, well, that's stupid. There'd be security problems. Oh. So not the Democrats, because I don't expect them to answer that question, honestly. So to the sane people out there, and there are some Democrats who are sane, unfortunately not many left, but there are some, they're saying, no, Dan, we have to balance election access and access to the ballot with secure ballots, because if the ballots aren't secure, nobody would trust the election, then what's the point of access, right? Does that make sense? Does everybody get that?
Yeah.
So it's, well, thank you, because this is important. This is no different than suggesting using, say, a banking analogy. If someone were to say, a Democrat, if so let's say a bank as a process, you have to go to the bank, fill out a withdrawal slip, sign it, and show ID. The Democrats could say, well, that's not fair. It's a people's money. They should have access to their money everywhere all the time. They should. So what, the bank should come to their house and give them their money, and the bank should set up what, little satellite banking outlets on every corner in America to make sure people can access their money? No, we don't do that. Why? Because people want to know their money secure and won't be given to others, just like people want to know their votes secure and it won't be given to others. Therefore, when you're banking, you're willing to accept the inconvenience of having to go to a bank or an ATM, produce an ID or produce an ATM card and a PIN. You're willing to accept that inconvenience because it respects the fidelity and integrity of the process. Excuse me, people's fidelity to the process and the integrity of the process, to be precise. That's why. The Democrats' argument is insane, that any obstacle to voting whatsoever is voter suppression. Any obstacle. So what, election officials should knock on everyone's door with ballots and start asking them to vote right there because people, what, they're too lazy to go to a voting booth? You see how absurd this argument is? It is the very essence of hyperbole. When Biden says it's not hyperbole, if you were to look up on a search engine definitions and examples of hyperbole, this is it. Any obstacle to voting is voter suppression and racist. It's a worse crisis since the Civil War. This is absurd, folks. This is absurd. Joe Biden is the grand poobah of useful idiots in a village of useful idiots. So again, because we do reality on this show, unlike any of these leftist nonsense shows out there, you know, we ground you in the facts because the facts matter. What's really in the Texas voting reform bill? Well, here's an article, just the news. It'll be in my newsletter today, bongino.com/newsletter. Please read it. Just the news. Reality check. What's really in the Texas voting reform bill? You know, the Texas Democrats fled the state to avoid a quorum so that they can't do their job. They're in D.C. right now, the Texas Democrats. Again, fighting against minority rights in D.C. while claiming to support minority rights back in Texas. Minority, meaning the minority political party. Because they're frauds. So what's really in the bill? Get ready, folks. This is worse than the Civil War. Worse than the Civil War. Number one, it makes it harder for election workers to bar or eject poll watchers from polling places. Come back to me a second. I'm going to go back to them, but come back to me a second. Just to be clear, poll watchers watching to make sure that there's no election shenanigans on either side going on. But notice this doesn't say Republican poll watchers. It says poll watchers, both Democrat and Republican. It strengthens their ability to watch the actual voting process and counting process. The counting process. That's worse than the Civil War. Please explain that to me, how you're comparing that to mass death while the country fought for the soul of the country to get rid of the stain of slavery. Please explain that to me. And explain to me again how that's not only not hyperbolic, but ridiculous. That's totally ridiculous for you to make these analogies. What else is in the bill? Back to that screenshot. They did this because during the 2020 election, various states reported poll watchers were blocked from observing the ballot counting process. Kind of important, right? In the essence of democracy, to be able to watch the process. What else did the bill do? Well, voters who wish to vote by mail, get a load of this, Joe, worse than the Civil War, man. If you wish to vote by mail, you'll be required to include your driver's license number on the application, even if you don't have one. This is worse than the Civil War, World War I, World War II, all of it. All of it. If you don't have a driver's license, folks, you'll be required to produce the last four digits of your Social Security number. How is this allowed to be? This is clearly worse than the Civil War. I could see the body bags piling up tomorrow as people sit around and have a heart attack because they're asked to produce the last four. So, Elizabeth. Oh, mass, hundreds of thousands of painful stress-led heart attacks, strokes, transient ischemic attacks, cancer cases, liver failure from the, that's four digits of my social, my driver's license number. Oh, totally racist. He's right. Totally, completely racist. Totally racist. Yeah. What? I don't know, man. He's asking that common sense question. I don't know. He's like, why would you be against poll watchers? I don't know. I can't get in the mind of stupid people. I'm not a useful idiot. We want poll watchers. Worse than the Civil War. Worse than the Civil War. Poll watchers. people fall for this. Now you understand why the Marxists, the Soviets, the communists, the North Korean communists, they laugh. They laugh at this country. They do. Not because of you, the patriots in it, because of the absolute losers, the loser zero clowns on the Democrat side that are running this place right now. What else does the bill do? Again, folks, worse than the Civil War. It forbids public officials from proactively distributing mail-in ballots to voters. What an imposition, folks. You'd actually have to ask for one to receive one. This is it. This is the bill. This is the actual bill. Also, you can't vote from your car unless you have a disability. Oh my gosh, you have to get out of your car and you have to ask for an absentee ballot. And you have to have a driver's license or your Social Security. Oh, my gosh. How is this being allowed to stand? Definitely, literally worse than the Civil War. Literally worse than the Civil War. Worse than all of it. Worse than the Inquisition. Torquemada. The worst thing I've ever seen. Worse than Genghis Khan, or as John Kerry called him, the Genghis Khan. Worst thing I've ever seen. Mass slaughter.
God, man, do not see.
Stop, man.
Jeez.
I'm laughing, but inside, I promise you, I'm crying. It's, was it Smokey Robinson, Joe? Tears of a clown, right?
Yeah.
Poor clown, all happy on the outside, crying. That's me right now. Smiling on the outside, but tearing up on the inside. How this country is just falling apart due to a bunch of useful idiots doing the work of the enemies of the United States to make sure a cancer festers within because they can't defeat us from the outside. You know, I'm not a huge fan of Mitch McConnell, obviously. But he accentuates this point I made earlier about, again, how the hypocrisy of Democrats is just so transparent that even a cursory review of what happened, what's happening right now with Texas and the Texas Democrats fleeing the state, saying, we're in the minority in Texas. We don't want a voter integrity measure because, God forbid, people are asked to produce a driver's license and get out of their car to vote. We can't have that. So we're protecting the votes of the minority party in Texas because we believe in minority rights. The irony is the Texas Democrats fly to D.C. where, again, literally, the Democrats are pressuring Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin to get rid of minority rights nationally in the U.S. Senate by getting rid of the filibuster. So the Democrats are like, minority rights are great in Texas, but they're terrible in the U.S. Senate. Great in Texas, terrible Senate. Great in Texas, terrible in the Senate. Listen to Mitch McConnell. Again, no big fan of Mitch, but he makes a good point here. Check this out.
I've noticed that the Democrat minority in the Kentucky, in the Texas legislature is up here today, and I think it's quite interesting to see the Democratic majority in the Senate concerned about minority rights in the state Senate in Texas. I guess if you live long enough, you'll see almost anything around here.
Listen, I'm kind of down on Cocaine Mitch lately, but he's absolutely right. This job is very frustrating sometimes. I love it. I adore it. It's the best job I've ever had. But I have to tell you, it is supremely frustrating to try to crack through to people on the other side who you state the obvious to them. So you're for minority rights. Yes, absolutely. In Texas, they should flee and stop a quorum. But what about the Republican minority rights in Washington, D.C.? You know, the filibuster. No, not those minority rights. No. Just in Texas where we think it could benefit us because you may have to get out of your car to vote. Here's what's really going on here. The Democrats understand that the 2020 election was full of shady stuff. They know it. Believe me, they know it. That's why they're panicking over an audit in Texas. I'm going to show you a video of something I saw in Georgia, which requires explanation too. They know the 2020 election. There are a lot of things that happened that shouldn't happen. They know this. They absolutely know it. As a response, Republicans in Texas, Arizona, and Georgia and elsewhere are hardening up the election process to make sure it is easy to vote, but very, very hard to cheat. The Democrats can't win without cheating in swing states. You understand that? They know that. They cannot win in swing states without cheating. They have to cheat. They want to cheat. They're terrified because remember, folks, listen, don't be a pessimist all the time. Not saying you are. I'm just, don't be a pessimist about the voting process in 2020 was a mess. All we need is enough swing states to implement voter integrity measures that make it hard to cheat. That's all we need to make sure that we stand a viable chance in every election in the future, and the elections are free and fair. That's all we need. We don't need New York and California to do it. It would be great. They won't. They're liberal states. They like cheating. We would love to see that. They won't do it. We just need enough swing states to implement voter integrity measures to make sure the elections are fair, that we can win national elections and be more than viable in every single one. You understand that, right? The math is very simple. Most Republican states already have them on the ballot, these voter integrity measures like voter ID. If we can get enough swing states, Florida, Arizona, Georgia, even potentially Texas in the future. It's not blue now, but it could be. The Democrats can't win without cheating. That's why they're terrified. That's why you're hearing all the hyperbolic, ridiculous, and worse than the Civil War. That's why you're seeing the panic. And again, what I explained to you yesterday, that's why you're also seeing the messaging chaos. We're all for minority rights. Screw minority rights in D.C. Message chaos results on the Democrats, on the Democrat side, in my experience. Complete, total message chaos. When they're frazzled and they don't know what to do, so they throw just a bunch of junk at the wall to see what sticks. They're usually unified in their message. They're not now. They don't know what to do because we're winning. Take a bow and keep fighting. All right, let me get to my second sponsor, and I'm going to get to more useful idiots at Fakebook. Folks, this is getting ugly. They are absolutely, absolutely committed to getting me off of this Facebook platform. They don't like, they don't want me on there. They don't like me on there. I'm doing a lot of damage to their fear campaign. I'm going to prove it to you in a second. Hey, for the first time ever, you can get 50% off your first online GenuCell order today. They're having a summer blowout sale. Go now. Prices are amazing. That's right. Get up to 50% off packages, including GenuCell for under eye bags and puffiness and GenuCell's eyelid lift. It's a big favorite in my house. The lovely Paulita really digs it. Order now and get GenuCell's customer favorite vitamin C deep firming serum free at checkout. See skin smooth as silk and free from redness and dark spots right before your eyes. Here's Mary from Reno. She says, I've been using GenuCell for a while now, and it's perfect for my sensitive skin. These products hydrate and bathe my skin completely. I'm blemish-free, so much so that I don't need any face makeup. I don't have any of that on today either. I look at pictures of myself 15 years ago, and there's barely any change in my skin. It's truly amazing. Get 50% off your first order today. Online orders only. Plus, GenuCell's deep firming serum, also free. How do you get it? Go to GenuCell.com. And enter Dan40, that's Dan40, at checkout for an extra $40 off. Results guaranteed or 100% of your money back. GenuCell.com, GenuCell.com, that's GenuCell.com. Check it out. All right. So remember the theme of today's show, useful idiots. Obviously, we just showed the Texas Democrats, Joe Biden, and the media covering for them are all useful idiots. This country has to be destroyed from the inside. Our enemies know that. So they use people like Joe Biden, the media, and the Texas Democrats to do that, to make sure nobody trusts our elections and that Americans are at each other's throats all the time. Well, in our tiering process of useful idiots, a close second behind Joe Biden and the Democrats, they're the one, obviously one and the same, is Fakebook and their clone army of so-called fact checkers. I say so-called because they're not actually checking facts. They're checking opinions they don't like. I'll get to this in a second. I'm not going to spend too much time on it because the story is, it's kind of about me, but it's not. It's about a bigger argument I've been making for a while now. My page, folks, it's not a self-praise moment. Please, I don't do that kind of crap. I hate it. Hey, look at me. It's stupid and it's lame. I'm making this argument because it's encapsulates what Fakebook is doing. There are a number of pages on Facebook pages from conservatives that are very, very popular on Facebook's platform that drives Facebook crazy. Notably me, Ben Shapiro, and Sean Hannity. Our pages are very popular. They're popular for a reason. There is a function on Facebook, many of you know, share. People go and share it. When you share it, my reach, each time you share it to your 1,000 or 10,000 followers, goes up. 10,000, 11,000, if 20,000 more people shared it to one person, 20,000 more. My following on Facebook is enormous. Facebook hates that. They are desperate to wipe me off their page, but they're having a bit of a problem. They don't want me on their website. They attack my page relentlessly, weekly, if not bi-monthly, with fake fact checks that are really opinion checks because they don't like my opinions. The problem they're having now is Facebook, follow me, and if this, Joe, stop me if I lose anyone. Facebook created a tool called CrowdTangle. CrowdTangle, I'll get to this in a second, is a publicly accessible tool where you can see what pages are popular based on sharing. Well, what wound up happening is my page and Ben Shapiro's page jumped to the top because we're shared more often than the New York Times or the Washington Post. Not an opinion, just a fact. Facebook did not anticipate that. Now that CrowdTangle's public and other people can see that, it's driving Facebook nuts because Facebook doesn't like that my information gets out there and people know about it. So Facebook has been looking for an excuse to get rid of me. You doubt me? Here is an article, Inside Facebook's Data Wars. I want you to read this. It'll be in my newsletter today. It's not written by a conservative, by the way. This is talking about this tool, CrowdTangle, that after Facebook created it, they realized we got a problem. Conservatives use our platform and share conservative information. We can't have that. This article, Inside Facebook's Data Wars, about CrowdTangle, it says, Facebook argued that journalists and researchers were using CrowdTangle, a turbocharged search engine that allows users to analyze Facebook trends and measure post performance, to dig up information they considered unhelpful. Facebook. This is Facebook. It's their own tool. What information did they find unhelpful? That right-wing commentators like Ben Shapiro and Dan Bongino were getting more engagement on their Facebook pages than mainstream news outlets. The Facebook executives argued that Facebook should selectively disclose its own data in the form of carefully curated reports rather than handing outsiders the tools to discover it themselves. Folks, Facebook is in a panic that me and Ben Shapiro combined have geometrically more engagement than the Washington Post and the New York Times. It's not even close. It's not even in the ballpark. It drives them nuts. Not even in the ballpark. So Facebook has been looking for an excuse to wipe me off the face of the earth. However, the problem they have now is Facebook has been quietly through back channels to avoid regulation. This is where the story gets a little confusing, but it's important. I have a number of members of Congress and other people asking me what's going on with my page all the time. Facebook has been quietly back-channeling to people who want to regulate it for banning conservative thought, which is what they're doing. Facebook back-channels it and they want it both ways. What are they saying, folks? You'll never believe it. I'm telling you it's true. They've been back-channeling to people and members up on the Hill. No. We don't ban conservatives. Look, Dan Bongino and Ben Shapiro have really high engagement, according to CrowdTangle. So they're in a bind here. They want me banned, but if they ban me outright, they know they'll be making the conservative argument that they're discriminating against conservatives. They know that. So they don't know what to do. So what's their solution? They're going to reduce the distribution of my page by assaulting my page with fact checkers. Therefore, they don't have to ban me. You'll just never see anything. You're going to have to go to my page, my Dan Bongino Facebook page, and physically click share. You won't see it on your timeline. You doubt me that this is what they've been doing? You should. You should doubt everything. I'm going to produce the evidence right here. This is like the fifth fact check on my page in 5 days. They're not checking a fact. They're checking an opinion. They are desperate, Facebook, to keep the coronavirus fear campaign going. They need you scared all the time. The only way to get you in a face diaper and forfeiting your civil liberties from now to eternity is to keep you scared about the coronavirus. It has been the most effective weapon against civil liberties in the United States in 50 or 60 years. But the only way to keep you scared is to hide the facts about coronavirus. I've been putting out data about the Delta variant, and they have been assaulting my page with fact checks in an effort to reduce its distribution to have it both ways. To get me off a CrowdTangle, but not have to ban me outright to prove the conservative argument that they ban conservative thought. Here's the latest useful idiot, a clown by the name of Dean Miller, an embarrassment to humankind in this universe and any other universe of sentient beings. Clearly looking at this man, he's had a tough time succeeding in life and any other endeavor. So he finds himself at the blog site, the conspiracy blog site, Lead Stories, a clown site where all life failures and life losers go. So there's Dean. There's Dean Miller. Dean, becoming the useful idiot for Fakebook to attack my page, is the latest to fact check my statistic that the Delta variant is a 0.08% fatality rate. He says, fact check. Public Health England data does not support the claim that the Delta variant is 0.08%. I want you to listen to, watch the hilarity ensue. This is supposed to be a fact check. We link to a report. He says the version linked to on my Facebook page, basically on July 12th, lists the case fatality rate for the Delta variant as 0.1%. Okay, he rounded up from, Dean doesn't understand basic math, from 0.08, which is 1.3 times more lethal than the 0.8% the radio host declared. So I was right, basically. You just rounded up. So basically, you're admitting I was, this is the most hilarious fact check I've ever seen. He checks the fact, admits the fact check is right, but here's how they do. Watch what they do, these slime balls. Again, epic life failures who can't find real jobs and find themselves hilariously writing for lead stories while posting their pictures, too. You think their families would be embarrassed to see these people associated with this rubbish? He says, when the link in Bongino's comment was updated, yes, that's because the data was updated to the July 9th version of the report because we found it. The chart on page 11 shows new data had driven the case fatality rate up to 0.2%. Okay, well, listen, watch. Listen to the hysteria, which is 2.5 times the lethality, Bongino declared. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. They updated the data, and it's 2.5 times. Holy Moses, is this lethal? 2.5 times the case fatality rate is 0.2. You mean 2.0, like 2% of people out of 100 die from the Delta variant? No, no, 0.2. 0.2. Two out of 1,000. Out of 1,000. 0.2. Shut down the farm, folks. Shut it down. Shut it down. 0.2% case fatality rate? You mean 10%? 50%? No, 0.2. This is what they do. When we update the data, this is what they don't even like that you update the data. They have to parse 0.08. No, it was really 0.1. 0.1. Oh my gosh, 0.1. You're right. We better panic. Everybody should set their hair on fire and run outside of their house, start pouring bleach all over everything. Oh my gosh, clean everything up. 0.2. Oh my gosh. Folks, you really believe this was about a fact check? This is an effort by Dean Miller, useful idiot of the day. Can someone get his address so we can send him the Useful Idiot of the Day award? This is Dean Miller, the useful idiot of the day. His effort in conjunction with this outlet of liberal fact checkers to keep you frightened all the time. You see what he did there? The case fatality rate was 0.1%. 0.08 when we initially discussed it. 0.1. They rounded up. My gosh, what a difference. But they didn't like that because they need you scared all the time. So they assault my page with fact checks. Who's behind all these fact checkers, by the way? Remember this Just the News article? Well, these fact check organizations are certified by the Poynter Institute's Fact Checking Network, which received a $1.3 million donation from Pierre Omidyar from eBay and progressive mega donor George Soros. Folks, the fear campaign will never stop. Dean Miller is the useful idiot of the day. Fakebook facilitates it. Instead of Fakebook saying, all right, Dean, let's go easy here. The case fatality rate of 0.08 and 0.1, that's not really statistically different. They're in the ballpark. Maybe someone rounded up and someone didn't. That's not really a fact check. That sounds like a statistical anomaly effect. And then the fact that they updated it bothered you even more? They'll never stop. They hate the truth. They want you scared and in a panic and wearing bow ties like Dean Miller all the time. The bow tie business is frequently embarrassed by people like Dean Miller. I feel bad for you because bow ties, they look pretty slick sometimes, tuxedo and elsewhere. And then you have people like Dean Miller who wear them. And again, an embarrassment to humankind, his family, and anyone around them. If you live in the same neighborhood as Dean Miller, move immediately. Move immediately because the stupidity of Dean Miller is like a virus that could infect you and your neighborhood too. Can't even read basic statistics. Hilarious. All right, let me get to my third sponsor. And I want to get to the fear campaign because this is what they want. The Corona fear campaign will never stop. Useful idiots, folks. They need you scared all the time. It's really pathetic. I, you know, worship freedom and liberty. And the fact that the left doesn't is truly frightening. Hey, we all have uncompromising standards in other parts of our lives. So why skip out on quality when we spend a third of our lives sleeping? Listen, I had a tough time sleeping for a long time. It's getting a lot better. I use Boll & Branch sheets. I love them. They're like sleeping on a cloud. Like I said, the only downside to them is when you go to a hotel or elsewhere, you realize like, gosh, these other sheets are really annoying. These are super comfortable. The husband and wife team that started Boll & Branch realized no sheets on the market met their standards for quality. So they created their own super soft and expertly crafted signature sheets. You know, you don't accept second best and things like, you know, your diet and things that matter, that, you know, when you're taking care of your health and things that really matter to you, a doctor. So don't accept second best with your sheets. You're sleeping on for 8 hours a night. Get yourself some good ones. Experience uncompromising comfort with the best-selling 100% organic cotton signature hem sheets. The Cloud Weight, super soft sateen weave, gets softer with every wash. Crafted to the highest standards and attention to detail from sourcing to packaging, the perfect balance of weight and breathability to pamper warm or cool sleepers through any season. I love Saturday mornings where I get to hang in bed a little while. I don't have to get up at 5 a.m. on the Boll & Branch sheets. Give your bed the White House treatment with sheets that three presidents have fallen in love with. To experience an entirely new standard of comfort, visit Boll. That's B-O-L-L. BollandBranch.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino to get 15% off your first set of sheets. That's Boll, B-O-L-L, and branch.com/Bongino, promo code Bongino for 15% off your first set of sheets. Don't wait, BollandBranch.com/Bongino. All right, so we got the Soros group of useful idiots trying to fact check everything on Facebook that doesn't have you paranoid. Listen to me, I guarantee you, I should have run a test, but I will never lie to you, and I don't do unethical things. I should have run a test on Facebook. So let's say the case fatality rate was 0.08 and we were off by 0.2 and a statistical irrelevancy and it's really 0.1. I guarantee you if I had said the case fatality rate was 0.4 and had exaggerated it and said the Delta variant is so deadly, I guarantee you bow tie wearing Dean Miller, disgraced the humankind and his HOA association, would have never, ever been instructed by Fakebook and their clone army of idiots to attack my page. Why? Because it would have fit the narrative that you need to be scared all the time. Live your life in fear all the time. They love and worship fear. It's their coin of the realm. How do I know they're engaged in a nonstop fear campaign? Because they tell us to be scared every day by saying things that are so stupid on their face that you scratch your head when you're done hearing them. Like, are we living in a sane planet anymore? Another useful idiot, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who I'm even troubled calling doctor anymore because his medical advice is so counterintuitive to real world medical understanding of what's going on that I wonder how this guy even calls himself a doctor. Here's Fauci in a media appearance, hilariously for a doctor, tragically hilariously, suggesting that, yes, kids as young as 2 and 3 should be wearing masks. Just listen to this. This is just so stupid. Check this out.
You know that children under the age of 12 who are not eligible for the vaccines generally do not get sick, don't get COVID, or don't get as ill with it. But what does this spread of the Delta variant mean for them, for the children under the age of 12? And what's the timeline for when they might become eligible?
Well, a couple of questions, and the answers are the children who are not able to get vaccinated because of their age should follow, their parents should follow with them, the guidelines of the CDC, that unvaccinated children of a certain age, greater than 2 years old, should be wearing masks. No doubt about that. That's the way to protect them from getting infected, because if they do, they can then spread the infection to someone else.
Folks, there is no evidence what he just said is true. There is no evidence of that. Children are not effective spreaders. They don't have the receptors to the degree in their respiratory tract. I can't believe this, that I'm actually correcting who's supposed to be a world-renowned epidemiologist. I can't believe I'm not a doctor. I did not go to medical school. I have a background in science, but nothing close to what Dr. Anthony Fauci does. And he's saying things that are so easily corrected on this show. You wonder why this man continues to humiliate himself and the country by going out in front of the cameras and saying things the world is laughing at us for. Children, ladies and gentlemen, do not have the degree of respiratory tract receptors that take in and propagate the virus that adults do. It makes them ineffective spreaders. It's why we didn't have massive school outbreaks. It's why the index cases typically lead to adults rather than kids to adults, even when you find the cases in the homes with kids. Does he not know this? Of course he does. He is turning into the world's biggest useful idiot and may dethrone Joe Biden in the village of useful idiots as, in fact, the monarch. He's now the prince, but he's getting to be the king soon. Nothing he told you there is true. He wants you scared, and the face mask is a symbol of fear they need. He wants the face diaper on your kid, despite the CO2 consumption by your kids, the hypercapnia. He doesn't care. He is a fear merchant, just like bow tie wearing Dean Miller. Embarrassment to his HOA. That's all they are. That's all Soros is. That's all fake book is. They want you scared. And we will, listen to me, I want to be absolutely clear on this. We will never stop talking about this. I don't care if Facebook bans me, reduce my distribution, pull our podcast down. You will only make us stronger. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm not kidding. I have too many channels. You can't stop me. We're on radio. We're on digital. We're on cable news. We're on social media. We have our own social media. I have my own prediction. I have my own interest in Rumble. You cannot stop us. You will only make us stronger. And your efforts to suppress the truth and keep us all scared are grotesquely transparent, and sane people are catching on to what you're doing. Here's more fear-mongering. I saw this. This was a headline. I go to Drudge Report. They're my competitor. You know, I have BonginoReport.com, which practices sane reporting and journalism over there. Drudge doesn't. Drudge has gone crazy. Drudge wants you panicked all the time, too, because panic sells. Cash those checks, fellas. This is one of their stories. The AP, cases doubling. Oh, my gosh. COVID cases rising again, doubling over 3 weeks. So you go down to the text of the story, and you're like, my gosh, we're really in trouble. COVID's going crazy. Again, confirmed infections climbed to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday, up from 11,300. Oh, double, my gosh. According to John Hopkins, what are we going to do? Yeah, you have to scroll down later in the piece to find out that the cases we had in January were 250,000 a day. So again, instead of framing this, you see the framing? You see how they do this, the fear merchants? Instead of telling you the truth, cases, 10% of where they were from spike. That's a headline. That's factually accurate. Not according to Dean Miller, though. HOA embarrassment, bow tie wear. Dean Miller said, that's not factually correct. They're really double what they were last week. You see how both of those statements are true? But when the statements put in actual context of how bad the pandemic was to where we are now, it doesn't elicit fear. Cases, 10% of where they were in January, it doesn't elicit fear. So what's the headline? Cases double from last week. Why? Again, because they need you scared. Why? Because of stories like this in the Washington Times. Again, be in my newsletter. California is now going to ban students who refuse to wear masks. You may say, gosh, this is from last year. No, July 12, 2021. It's from a couple days ago. The mask is a symbol of fear. That's all it is. It has been totally and completely ineffective at largely stopping this pandemic. They can't argue that. That's a fact. The pandemic didn't stop despite mask mandates everywhere. The degree which it helped is debatable. I would argue it was very small. They have no data to produce to refute that. But it doesn't matter. It is a symbol of fear. And the Democrats need fear. It's the only way to get you to give up your civil liberties. The only way. I hope you see what's going on, folks. I really do. All right, let me get to my last sponsor. And then, you know what, guys, let's go out of order a little bit. That Georgia video, let's play that next because that's going to... This is really strange. If you didn't see this video about what's going on in Georgia with the elections and some information they found, you need to see it. I'm not jumping to any conclusions on it, because unlike Dean Miller, I actually check my own facts. But it is very, very strange and worth an inquiry on. And want that, and hopefully we can get to Cuba, because the freedom fighters there deserve it. Hey, the summer's showing welcoming signs of a more normal life ahead. Finally, you can get back to enjoying life's little pleasures, like smiling at your neighbor, seeing a movie, and going to the post office. Some parts of normal life aren't so great, though. With Stamps.com, you can skip those trips to the post office we none of us like, and save on postage, too. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less. With discounted rates from USPS and UPS, Stamps.com saves business thousands of hours and tons of money every year. Stamps.com brings the same U.S. Postal and UPS shipping services right to your computer. They make it easy for small businesses to mail and ship without needing to take a trip to the post office. Print official U.S. postage and shipping labels 24/7 without having to leave your desk or buy any fancy equipment. All you need is your computer and a standard printer. It's really that simple. We do it right here. When your mail's ready, schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. Stamps.com is the biggest no-brainer of all time. It saves nearly 1 million small businesses owners like you time and money. They offer deals you can't get anywhere else, like 40% off USPS and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. And with their switch and save feature, you can quickly compare carriers to find the best rates every time. You know, I slipped before because before we go to the post office, we have to drop off the kids and my brother. Really, it takes that long sometimes. I'm not joking. Don't do it. Stop wasting your time going to the post office. Go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with my promo code Dan, my first name, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com. Don't waste any more time. Click on that microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Dan. It's that simple. That's stamps.com. Use promo code Dan by clicking the microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in Dan and never go to the post office again. Stamps.com. Thanks for sponsoring the show. We appreciate it. All right, I want to show you this Georgia video under the headline here. What the hell is happening in Georgia? So there's been some analysis of the ballots in Georgia, and one of the things you're noticing is each ballot that they scan, there's a photo, an accompanying photo you can look at of said ballot. Everybody tracking? Those have numbers associated, whatever, ballot one, ballot two. Well, what if I told you some of the ballots they're seeing in this scan have two different numbers, meaning they were scanned twice. Were they counted twice? We don't know. I want to be clear on that. We should find out. People should find out stat. But based on this video, it appears at a minimum they were scanned twice. I want you to listen to this and ask yourself, what the heck is going on in Georgia? And is any entrepreneurial media type even remotely concerned about this?
All right, so what we're looking at here are two different batches of votes, scanner 5162, batch 234, image 59, and scanner 5162, batch 235, image 19. And what you can see is that, like on this vote right here, we've got this exact same little tail that shows on both of them. And if you don't, and if you think that maybe that's, you know, if you think that maybe that's just a, you know, a mistake or just a coincidence, here's the next one that shows, you can see Republican is written there, Republican's written there. This is ballot 61. This is ballot number two. And then each one of them even has this little dot in the Fannie Willis.
Okay. And do you have more of those?
We have the entire batch. There's 62 images in here total, and I didn't even get a chance to go through all of them.
I don't jump to conclusions here on anything. But that's odd, isn't it? It appears by the marking points on the ballot that it's the exact same ballot with two ballot identification numbers. Was it scanned twice and one was eliminated? Was it a mistake? I don't know. But I will most certainly follow up. I promised you yesterday here and on the radio show as well. And I'm not letting this go. You shouldn't let it go either. But we should get an answer. And if we do get an answer on what that is, I'll put it out there. I did it last time on the Georgia stuff. They had a response, whether you agree with it or not. I gave you the response and you can determine what you believe or don't believe. I'd like to see an answer on what that is. And hat tip, who is that? Heather Mullins. Was it Real American News? That's her in that interview. Hat tip to her. Got to give appropriate hat tips. The right thing to do. But we will follow up on that. And you should too. All right, good. We got some time because this is important. Folks, what's going on in Cuba? Listen, this is serious stuff. Very serious stuff. You know, we live in a relatively, and I emphasize the relatively portion of that, relatively free country. I say relatively because it's less free by the minute, by the second these days with the Democrats in charge. Pretty much everything happening in totalitarian regimes, fake fact checkers committed to censorship like Dean Miller censoring my page, government propagandists claiming they're going to use trusted messengers to go door to door because you're too stupid to figure out how to get a vaccine. Wars on free and fair elections in an effort to cheat endlessly like the Democrats want to do. Everything happening in totalitarian regimes is happening here in the United States now. And useful idiots are ushering it in. It's been the theme of today's show. These freedom fighters in Cuba deserve our support, folks. I live in South Florida. You can't live in South Florida and not meet a Cuban who is either an immigrant himself here from this deadly totalitarian regime or who's the son or daughter of an immigrant that came here. They're everywhere. You ever want to hear a talk about their passion for America? Go right to them. They'll bring a tear to your eye talking about the greatness of this country. They vote conservative. They vote Republican. That's not the critical point for me. I appreciate that they vote conservative and Republican. I like that. But to me, the fact that they escaped tyranny and been given an opportunity here is all that really matters to me. We should be supporting this Cuban street revolution going on right now. But it's only one side, folks. I'm not making this political. They are. Here's an article in the Daily Wire, Ben Zeisloft. The Cuban people will be free. A congressman introduced a resolution to support Cuban protests. Sadly, only Republicans sign on. Democrats don't support freedom, folks. They are socialists. I need you to understand that. Unlike Joe Biden's, that's not hyperbole. This is not hyperbole. They are socialists. Just ask them. Not all of them, but good portions of them. Many of them are overt socialists. A lot of them are covert socialists who just won't say anything to speak out. You're seeing it right here. A simple resolution to support the freedom movement in Cuba and no Democrats sign on at all. They support this. I want you to watch. This is hard to watch. Let me just prepare you. If you have kids watching, you may want to, I mean, it's not, there's no blood or guts or anything, but it's disturbing in a different way. This is tough. This is a video taken on the streets of Cuba. The Cuban tyrannical security police, who the Democrats seem to support and really enjoy what they're doing over there. This is them taking away a teenage girl from their parents. Probably was involved in the protests for freedom. And it's in Spanish. If you're watching on Rumble, you can see it. It's a deeply disturbing video. We're going to play it now. So again, if you have kids, you don't want them to see it. I totally understand. But if you're an adult, you need to watch this with your eyes open to see what the Democrats support. Check this out. They're saying, please leave her alone. She's a girl. Probably being tortured right now. This is Democrats. That's their guys right there. You can't speak out against that. How hard is that? How hard is that? You can speak out against not, you know, having to get out of your car to vote. That bothers you, but this doesn't. Useful idiots everywhere. What's happening there is being brought here. I just told you about the social media suppression going on here, right? What's the difference? U.S. News and World Report, July 13th, 2021. Faced with rare protests, Cuba curbs social media access, Watchdog says. What's the difference? There is none. Democrats love the socialist stuff and the tyranny. They love it. There's no difference what's happening here and what's happening there. They're not pulling little girls off the street yet. That's next. That won't happen here. Folks, we didn't think you'd be forced to get vaccinated here either with door-to-door trusted messengers either. We didn't think you'd find people in jail for going to church either. People in jail for opening up their businesses either. Want to see more useful idiots? Look at these losers. Breitbart article, Alana Mastrangelo. She's not the one. She's very good. 15 woke Hollywood celebrities who hobnob vacation and promoted movies in communist Cuba. They have Rihanna in there, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Again, Sean Penn's in there. You know, useful idiots. Regime uses them to advance propaganda. Now, showing you how lost this pathetic, the king of useful idiots, Joe Biden and his administration are. Here is his DHS secretary, Mayorkas, who loves illegal immigration from elsewhere. You know, he winks and nods, you know, don't come here. But if you do, we won't do anything. But notice the hard line he takes against Cuban refugees who might boat here. Why would he be doing that? Anybody have a guess? Joe, Gee, anyone have a guess why the Biden administration would want every other immigrant from Mexico to come here in Central America, but they wouldn't want Cubans to come to Florida? Anyone venture a guess? What could maybe it be? Gee, come on, think this through. They come on.
Vote Republican?
Yes, thank you. Producer Joe, genius, political analyst.
Wow.
There we go. Joe, different. When Joe's not busy researching Joy Reid's homophobic blog and the FBI investigation as to who wrote those posts, Joe is a political analyst on the side. He only charges minimum wage, charges a few bucks because, you know, that's what he does. He enjoys it. And Joe's right. Cubans vote largely Republican because they hate socialism and Democrats are socialists. So Mayorkas takes a really hard line. Listen to Mayorkas telling Cuban immigrants, don't you dare come here. We'll send you right back. What they should do, by the way, is they should boat to Central America and just walk across the border. Then it'd be no problem at all. Check this out.
The time is never right to attempt migration by sea. To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States.
Very clear. You take to the sea. If you walk over across the border, no big deal. Welcome you in, benefits, everything. If you come from Cuba and vote in Florida, God forbid you become a citizen. We can't have that. You might vote Republican. Get the hell out of here. Now, just to be clear, because I'm not a hypocrite, I am not for illegal immigration, period. Full stop. There's a right way and a wrong way. However, if you were ever going to make the argument that declaring refugee status is a valid way to enter the country, then there is no class of people more deserving of refugee status than conservative Cubans fighting for liberty and freedom, fleeing torture in Cuba for speaking out. There's not a better argument out there. But they don't care about that. This is never about immigration. You believe that? I'm going to wrap with this because I'm out of time. We need less useful idiots and more Ron DeSantis. I would do the DeSantis strikes again, but the mood for this is a little somber. So, you know, we do things because we love Ron DeSantis. But Ron DeSantis spoke clearly on this issue about Cuba and the freedom fighters. More DeSantis, less useful idiots. Check this out.
If we're understanding the stakes, understanding why people are revolting, and we're siding with the Cuban people, you could probably get a lot of the policies right at that point. If you go into it thinking that they're upset about a vaccine shortage or they're upset that there's not enough groceries in the store, but they just want the regime to change a few things around and kind of rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic, if that's what you think, then you clearly have no hope of getting a favorable outcome here.
We need more clear thinkers like Governor DeSantis. This is I'm not kidding. This is one of the brightest prospects for our party, liberty and freedom, and the conservative movement we have seen in a long time. Talks the part, acts the part, looks the part, does the part, and believes the part of freedom and liberty. God bless this guy. It's about socialism they're protesting. Everyone needs to be clear on this. You want to be the party that supports the men in green uniforms kidnapping little girls off the street? Is that really how you want to be remembered? Folks, thanks again for tuning in. Sorry about the somber stuff at the end, but we have to unify with freedom fighters everywhere. It matters. They need our support. Thanks. I'll see you on the radio show later.
You just heard Dan Bongino.